3 months, we'll be working on brush and ditch cleaning and that type of work on our next year's seal list. But with that, that's, unless you gentlemen have any questions, that's kind of where we're at right now.
I've got a question for you on projects that you've helped the sewer district out. Have you received all the fundings and transfers? I know that we approve those through our accounts payable, but I just want to make sure.
I think they've reimbursed us our time, and so I think we're in good shape.
Okay.
We've been good work with the guys out on that. So.
And then where you've got your next year's chip and seal, that's approximately 90 miles, that has to exist with. You're not planning on doing 90 miles chip and seal.
That's just approximate. No, it'd be more realistic. We'll be somewhere at 70, 80 mile, probably. There'll be some, I'll weed out some of those depending on what sewer projects is coming up. I don't want to go in and be working in an area where they're going to start a second or first phase or second phase of the sewer project. So if any of those roads are on there, I'll probably wait on those. So that's just a approximate right now, but it'll probably just slightly less. I do have one item I forgot to put on here, and it's over at the airport. They have some concrete work they need help with completing. It's not a very big job, but where they have their fuel come in, just when a transport comes in, they need a concrete pad put in place of the asphalt and a runway to a small containment area. And this is only used when the fuel truck is actually unloading and filling up their tanks. Other than that, the drainage will pretty much run where it is. But while that truck's unloading, they need a containment type area created. And so we're looking at a little bit of concrete work there within the parking inside the perimeter of the fence there. I don't know which direction. I believe it's west of the tanks, right where they're in front of the tanks and just below it. But it's all inside the chain link area right there, probably within 50, 75 foot of the tanks there, that small area.
Do you have an estimated cost on it?
I really don't have an estimated cost. I've looked at some plans that the gentleman over there had, and it's fairly simple project what he needs to complete. It's basically taking out about 6 inches of soil and replacing with concrete, but making it to where the drainage will be concentrated to one area if they need be. So if they have any kind of a spill, it's contained while the truck's unloading. That's the main purpose of it.
I guess you just let us know.
I should come back with an estimated cost and figure out. We're not talking big crew or major equipment, but there will be some concrete work, excavation, and concrete work.
Right, it'd just be labor.
It'd be a transfer.
Yeah. Right. I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure it's a DNR requirement of some kind. Or
yeah, he's got some, I forget the company name that they had on that plan that they had sent to him, but that's the main thing. If he has a truck unloading, there's no way of containing any kind of spill right now, and that was the main purpose that they were. He's got to provide that.
Yeah. 2016 trucks that we were supposed to get, did they go ahead and honor the same price for 2017 trucks?
Yeah, we're just waiting on the 2017s to come in.
And they didn't raise the price or anything on it, so.
No.
That was the deal with Trilex. We awarded the bid for 2016. What they bid was 2016 trucks, and they went ahead and did 2017 at the 2016 price.
They put the extra mile.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yep.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Are you coming up at 10?
Yes.
Agreement for jail shower treatment system. And I have an agreement for jail hardware, software maintenance, repair, and training. Oh, let's see. Oh.
Is this the same one that we already...
Yeah.
Was it the sole source? Is this a renewal or what is it? Is this a renewal or... Is it a renewal or what is it? Is it a renewal? Right. It's just taking that long to... Could we dealt with this, I thought, quite a while ago.
Well, that's a new contract because of the costs change, the cost increases, so that's what we have to do.
I don't like increases.
I have a letter here from Frank Cotty. He's reviewed the proposed agreement for the jail shower treatment system with Romaine Companies and approve it to form. I guess it's going to be provide for supply of 15,000 body wash and shampoo treatments.
Okay, that one didn't increase that since it was.
That was the original.
Yeah, that's the original.
The price recited by the contract will not exceed $6,625.
So that one's, is it a renewal or is it the original?
Original.
I thought we dealt with this like 4 months ago.
There's a signature
the
in April.
Was not in my office or the sheriff's office. That's all I can say.
So we have a bunch of unclean showers in there? I just wanted, this is the same one, though, that we already did the sole source requirement and everything on. Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Romaine Companies of Hopkinsville, Kentucky for the jail shower treatment system.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And then I have the agreement for jail hardware, software maintenance, repair, and training.
Same thing. This one we have to recognize it was a decrease.
Is this one where we send so many people for training from our maintenance staff so they know how to deal with the locks?
What the original
Yeah. Is this a renewal or is this the original agreement?
This is a renewal.
Okay. I say, because that's been in place for, I thought, for...
And I have a letter here from Frank Cotty. He's reviewed the proposed agreement for the jail hardware, software maintenance, repair, and training with Argyle Security Group Incorporated and approved to form.
How much of an increase was there?
A couple thousand.
It's also a sole source.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I've got that sole source original in stand, but Frank wanted us to do it again, so we've actually sole sourced it twice.
My only question is it the contract, if you have a sole source, the only time it should come before this commission when there is an increase, if there's not a term limit on it, if it's a 3-year contract or a 4-year contract, it shouldn't come before us more than the 4 years.
I agree. Unless we absolutely identify an armored defendant, at which point we would put it out within the...
You'd have to, not as a sole source at that point.
Right.
Right. And that would have to be over 4 years. The reason I mentioned that's because that's the change of the commission, and then that's usually whenever you have a change of contract, if you needed to at that point. Now, are these yearlies, the way that's set up now?
I think it's kind of open worded on when the vendor becomes identified, or the way I worded that contract part that Frank approved was that the maintenance department, along working in combination with the sheriff's staff, will watch for any new developments regarding maintenance needs or repair needs, and any changes or fluctuations in that particular process as it applies specifically to this vendor. And thus, if another vendor does become apparent, then we would drop the bid at that point in time. And other than that, there's not an actual drop dead date on this contract without it in front of me. I'm just going from memory on that. So I had several that I submitted at the same time.
But what would start a renewal contract would be if there was any increase in what we've got.
Right, that too. Yeah,
automatically. And I guess that's what's coming before us now because there was a $2,000 increase.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I understand it says due to fluctuations ongoing as repairs become necessary and are impossible to plan for. Yeah, and then it's, you know, our recommendation is use of this agreement because it's necessary to have some written contract in place to, in order to authorize payment for services, and so this agreement, however vague, is better than no agreement at all. That's something that we have to have, but I don't like them being able to...
Well, similar to HVAC system repairs and maintenance that you can't plan for, so we offer turn supply contract with the lieu of an actual maintenance purchase contract.
But the difference there is there's competing businesses that.
The main thing to watch for is if there's another increase in a short amount of time.
Right.
And at that point, consideration of doing away with the non-sole source and try to do something different.
That's kind of why we've done the training of our personnel and everything, so our people can now go through there and do
right.
Most of what was done on this contract.
On this contract. And we had two that go through that?
Yeah.
Well, there was two that went through all of it, and then some others that went through on the software.
Software, okay.
You got it.
Move to approve the agreement. Combined between Taney County and Argyle for the jail hardware, software maintenance, repair, and training.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Notice of renewal for memorialization of terms 2016-2017 health and it'll be health and property, right? Yeah. I have a letter dated August 31st from Mr. Cotty. Health insurance agent of record 2015 renewal of memorialization of terms. For the notice of renewal for both property and casualty and health, both of which have been prepared by the legal department. The proposed documents are an exercise by the county of its options to renew the agent of record agreements with Aulis and Company for one additional year commencing October 1st, 2016. And I have.
Did I say October 1st?
October 1st.
Do that, and I